Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick out of this chokehold. But it's no holds barred, middle finger like I'm Stone Cold. What is up, everybody? This is another episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast, and today we have a special guest. We have Vicious Vicky with us. So why don't you just, you can start by introducing yourself. Let us know a little bit about you.
Yeah, I am Vicious Vicky. I am a Jersey native. I've been on the scene for about 7 years now, primarily the Northeast, and just trying to make a name for myself even more in 2025.
Perfect. Which part of Jersey are you from?
I am from Belleville, New Jersey, which is outside of New York City.
Okay. So like North Jersey.
Yep, North Jersey.
So you're not like the Eagles fan jersey. You're more like Giants or Jets. No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Giants. Okay. But I don't even like saying that anymore. But yes.
Understood. Completely understood. So we'll start this off again to know a little bit more about your career. So what inspired you to get into wrestling? You know, was it your lifelong fan, or what was that inspiration?
Yeah. So when I was like 3 years old, my sisters were watching wrestling. My cousins watched wrestling. So it was just one of those things that was on the TV, and I just kind of was drawn into it. My first real love was Stone Cold. He was the first thing I saw, you know, him and The Undertaker, I believe, were the first like larger than life things I saw. But Stone Cold was this like badass, like just raised in hell, and just, and I'm this little 3-4 year old girl, and I was just, I'll never forget, like just drawn to the TV on what I was seeing. Cause it just wasn't something you saw on television. It wasn't something I was watching. It wasn't, you know, Cartoon Network, like, you know, this cool, like, thing of humans beating each other up, but also playing these characters. So for me, Stone Cold was like my first like real love. And then, as you know, WWE and WCW, ECW, as everything started to like kind of evolve and whatnot, I fell in love with Lita and the Hardys. So they were like my real big inspiration into, you know, really being like, oh, I can do this. Like once I saw Lita doing what she was doing, I was like, oh, I could do this. And that was at like 6 or 7 years old. So, you know, do the math, how old I am, but yeah, it's been a lifelong fan, forever a fan, but it was one of those things where like, when I was that little girl at 6 or 7, and like, I knew I wanted to be a wrestler growing up. Like it never wavered, you know, through everything in my life. Like I never changed of what I wanted to be or that I wanted to do that.
Yeah. So you were the type of person where all the other kids in school were like, we want to be cops. You're like, no, I want to be this wrestler.
Correct. It was always, I want to be a singer. I want to be a vet. Yeah. I want to be a cop. And I'm just like, pro wrestler. Right. WWE wrestler. Right. WWF wrestler. Pro wrestler. I still have like all the little things I made as a kid every year. Like, you know, with like WWE logos and like, it's just, there was never anything else that I was like, yeah, I'm going to be that when I grow up. Like I didn't go to college because I went to wrestling school. Like, you know, like I didn't, you know, so that was my college essentially.
Right. Right. a lot cheaper than colleges these days.
Oh God.
So if I looked it up correct, for all the information I found on like cage matches, correct? Yeah. You've been wrestling since like 2019, 2018?
Yeah, almost 7 years about. Yep.
Okay. So in that 7 years, as my camera messes up, oh well. In that 7 years, what would be like your biggest accomplishment or biggest like moment right now in your career that you remember, like, this is something that I, you know, that stands out to me right now?
Yeah. Probably, I mean, I've done some really cool things lately, so it's so hard, but the first thing that I was like 8 months in and I had a tryout, you know, and being flown to Orlando and going to the Performance Center and seeing where all the magic happens and just feeling that I was worthy enough to be in that building and given that opportunity at such a young age in my career. So like I was like 23 or 24 at the time. So I was what they're looking for now, I guess, the young, hot, able-bodied chick. And now I'm getting older and I'm just like, oh, hello, but I still got a lot of gas in the tank. I'm an athlete. I ain't dying yet. But probably I would say that the tryout, because just being able to be there, and see everything and having William Regal talk to you for hours about how to do this and whatnot. But lately, I would say when the pandemic happened shortly after my tryout, which sucked because I felt like there was a little bit of hope. There's a small bit of hope, like, hey, I was there. They know who I am. I'm young enough where they can mold me. Like, let's go. And the world shut down. So that was very sad and just a really depressing time in my life. And then I had to kind of rebuild. I had to rebuild back up and rebuild my character and try to find my way again. And I did. I still was able to, do some things with them and whatnot. But we did like. There was a virtual signings that we did, 80s Wrestling Con. Tommy Fierro, shout out to him. He brought me in for that, and I got to work with the legends, all these 80s legends, like month after month after month after month after month for like that whole year. The world was kind of still in limbo, and just sitting down and picking their brains, that was a cool thing. So I've done cool things. My explosion match at TNA in June was awesome. I've done a dark match for AEW. So I've had matches in a larger scale, but that just makes me want it more, like just getting out of the independent bubble and kind of going where it's televised now. Now that's a larger audience and a larger scale, it makes you want it more. But if I really had to pick, the one thing, it would probably be the tryout.
So you mentioned sort of, the world shutting down and, the hardness of picking that back up. And, life on the indie scene, I've talked to a couple wrestlers at some of the shows up. It's not easy. So what kept you going? Like, what keeps you going to, is it the hope that, maybe down the line this will happen?
I think for me personally, I've just been through so much in my life that I feel like I would be doing myself a disservice and my younger self a disservice if I quit or if I gave up, because it's all I've ever known. All I ever watched was wrestling. All I ever cared about was wrestling. All I ever talked about was wrestling. Like my entire life, for all of my life, has been about wrestling. So for me, a life without it doesn't exist. A life without that, I'm getting choked up. A life without all of that just doesn't exist for me. And which sucks in a way, because when you're living and kind of dying with like the one thing, if you don't have that one thing, you have nothing. So for me, it's been a battle of not letting myself down. And also, I am not cocky. I'm actually extremely humble, but I'm also very confident in myself that I just know like what keeps me going is if someone just has that little stamper and they put it on Vicious Vicky, they will never regret it. Like the world of professional wrestling, whether on an independent level or a national level, will not regret making that decision because I know what I'm capable of. And I haven't really been able to do that on the independents as much as I want to.
So if you look, sort of look at what you've the career you've had so far, who's your favorite opponent? Like, I mean, I just watched your match with Danny Mo from a couple months ago. I love Danny. She's a fantastic
Yeah,
wrestler.
she's awesome.
But I've just watched your explosion match. It took me forever to find it because they
Oh,
didn't
I
show
know, because
it.
it's not like,
It's
yeah,
not,
it's in the actual explosion thing.
But Danny Luna is someone that I really am looking forward to seeing where her career goes. So who would be
Oh,
like
absolutely.
your favorite opponent you've faced so far?
So I have a few just because I have some really good, great chemistry with some of these girls. Notorious Mimi, she's my Trish to my Lita. She was in NXT for a very short time as Sloane Jacobs, but she's been my girl. We were a feud on the indies, so anytime me and her touch or come together, they love it. They just go for it. So definitely her, because we both evolved. So lately getting in the ring with her has been fun because we both evolved from, when we were so young. I do like Danny Mo. I love Danny Mo. I really like wrestling her. She has a really good mind for it as well. And Tasha Steeles, I had a match with Tasha Steeles in June, I think, and I know Tasha as well from just kind of coming up together. And you know, she's her too brilliant mind for it. And now that she's been on TV for so long, she has that TV mentality and mindset. And those are the people that I want to work. Those are the people I want to work. Those are the people I want to get in the ring with. I'm never going to get better if I stay at this level. And I know I'm capable of so much more. So, you know, kind of hoping that the doors open up a little more for me soon.
And then, looking forward, if you can name a couple people, whether it's AEW, WWE, who would you want to be in the ring with if you could pick?
So I say it all the time. Charlotte Flair is really the best of all time. I don't get me wrong, Lita's my girl. I have her name tattooed on my neck. I love her. Trish Stratus. She's however old she is, and she's, I mean, it's like she doesn't miss a beat. Like she's just so damn good. So that would be awesome, of course, to step in the ring with them. I've met Lita more than once. I did something with her recently that's under wraps, which was really cool for me and younger me. But Charlotte Flair, I think if I could ever just make it to that level and really prove myself, it would be to get in the ring with her. She's just incredible. She's an incredible performer. Whether people want to love her or hate her, good, because I think she's an amazing heel. I think she's an amazing wrestler. I think she's just an amazing presence. And that's kind of what I strive for. It's kind of walking in a room and people double taking at me. So definitely Charlotte. On AEW, maybe Deonna Purrazzo. Fellow Jersey girl. I almost wrestled her once and it didn't happen because she was injured a couple years ago. So I think they replaced her with Allison Kay, which was great as well. But I definitely would love to square off with my fellow Jerseyan for sure.
That's a great answer. I love
Yeah.
Deonna. She's one of she was
She's
one of the
awesome.
first she was one of the first ones when I was getting into women's indie wrestling that
Oh,
I took
cool.
to. Yeah. Her and, well, now GD Dolan, but at the time Priscilla
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Those two.
Awesome. I love that. Oh yeah.
So a last little bit about getting to know you. I when I was doing like research and looking at like your the YouTube and stuff, I recognized, you were a Linkin Park fan.
Oh God,
So,
yeah.
I love Linkin Park. So, what's your favorite song? Your favorite Linkin Park song, if you had to pick one?
Oh, I hate this question. There's so many good ones. Okay. So I used to, it was always Somewhere I Belong, which for me is weird because I love Linkin Park as a whole, but I love Chester. So like I love him as an artist, hence the tattoo and the thing, like I love him so much, and I followed him throughout all his endeavors that he did. Still shook it up over that. I still can't believe that. But you know, like when I'm stressed or anxious and I hear him sing, I'm happy. Like I just feel better, you know. And I'm talking like sing, not scream, sing. Like I just put on like a nice Dead by Sunrise song or something, like just to hear him like just sing. But it was always Somewhere I Belong, which like I was saying is weird because Mike's primarily lead on that. But it's just such a good song, and they opened with it, and like it's just a good song. So it's either that, and a one that always throws people off is Leave Out All the Rest. I don't know why, but I really love that song too. But it's very hard for me because I just love them all so much. And hot take, the new stuff is very good. I'm loving it. I love Two Face. I think that's my favorite song on the whole album is Two Face because it's just very old school Hybrid Theory. Like I love it. But those two are probably like neck and neck for me. But again, then I'll be like, oh, but I like this one too, you know? So it's just one of those things. If you had to pick, what would you pick? Exactly.
Well, I don't want to come off and be like, oh, I like, my favorite definitely is In the End. I just the song that I always go to for them.
It's
But
a great song.
that's like the mainstream, like, oh, I just
Right,
researched Linkin
right,
Park
right.
type answer. I don't really know if I have an answer. What's the name of Chester's old band? I think it's Gray Days. I
Yeah.
love that stuff. I love that stuff from
It's
because I'm
really
with
good.
you. Chester's voice is great. I'm
Oh,
and
he's
it's
incredible.
yeah. But I'm with you.
I like the new singer. I'm not one of
It's
the
good.
I'm not one of the people who were like, oh, this is blasphemy.
Yeah, no.
I think
I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was a little freaked out. Like
yeah.
when they had that pop-up concert they did, I watched it. I was at home on YouTube watching it, and I saw Mike, and then I saw the girl come out. I'm like, no, this is not their new singer. No. I was freaking out. And then like I gave her, and I was like, kind of. I never forgot. I was just standing there like this. I wasn't sitting. I was standing. I was just watching the TV. And then she started singing their old shit. I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. But then she hit the shut up when I'm talking to you and one step closer, and I was just like, huh. That was actually pretty good. And then she grew on me. Now I love her. Like she grew on me. It's badass. You know, Mike and the band, they did right by him for almost a decade. Like, I mean, he would want, I think he would want them to move on and do what they're doing. So
Absolutely. So we'll transition a little bit to
yeah.
more of the in my email when I send it to you. You made a decision to step away from your OnlyFans page, which so for was there any like backlash to that decision? Did anyone like get upset about it, or was it all positive?
I would say it was definitely more positive. People were like, yeah, like get out of it, stop doing it. Again, I never did. People think I'm lying, but like I didn't realize like what exactly it was for until people started asking me for things, and I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm like, oh God, no. Like I'm all about modeling and being hot and sexy and showing my body, which I'm going to continue to do because I'm an entertainer. That's what we do. We're wrestlers. We're models. We're you know, we're beauty icons. That's part of it. But to feel dehumanized and degraded, just to make a buck for me did not feel right. You know, I was using the OnlyFans really because I have a good job, but like I don't make enough, you know, to really survive. So I don't even know how I'm going to do this. But, you know, I was using my OnlyFans money to kind of pay for my gear and my travel and my this and my that. So it was worth it. You know, I was able to use my real job to pay my real life bills. And then I was using that platform, which I, you know, put together with being a wrestler because all the other, you know, a lot of wrestler girls use it. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is a great way to make money. Now, there was parts of me that thought, did that hinder me from getting opportunities? You know, are there people who were signed to different companies who have one? Yes, but are they really promoting it anymore? Not really. So I wondered if that was something that was being looked at, like, oh, we can't hire her, or we can't do that, or we can't do this. Which for me, I'll delete that. I'll never even say the word again. You know, that's not a thing, but. I think for me, I've been through a lot in my life, a lot of trauma, a lot of things, you know, from just people who were supposed to be close to me or whatever. And I just think for me, it didn't sit well. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm degrading myself or anything. I'm a pro wrestler. I'm tough. I came into the business to be a pro wrestler. To me, that didn't even exist a couple of years ago, so let's put it back where it didn't exist. You know, I don't judge anyone who does it. You know, again, I'm more than sure that people are probably dealing with what I dealt with, and they're just continuously saying no. But I don't want to deal with it at all. You know, for me personally, and what I've been through, I don't even want to hear the noise. I just don't. Don't ask me for that. Don't treat me like that. Like that's not what I'm here for. So I think I made the best decision. Going into this new year and hoping that maybe that opens some more doors. Who knows?
So it doesn't sound like to you it was, necessarily tough. I always look at it this way, I'm not a woman, so I don't have much earning potential on OnlyFans, but I can imagine that it could be, if you look at the money, it could be tough. Was it tough for you to make that decision, or like you just said, it was just something you're like, yeah, let's just get rid of it.
I had to think about it at least once because the money was great and it was helping me stay afloat. Now things are going to be really hard, but my self-worth and the way my mental health and the way I was feeling about it is more important. So I rather just like go grind and do something else to supplement that kind of income rather than do that again, honestly.
I can respect that. I really do. What really you know, I noticed the tweet. I'm be honest, didn't really know your name. You're up north. I'm in North Carolina, so you know, you never really, as far as I know, you haven't really been in this circle
Right.
of like North Carolina. So when I saw the tweet, I've seen a bunch of people like retweeting it that I follow. I saw it and I was like, I respect this. Like, I
Yeah.
think there needs to be more people who respect themselves, and not
Yeah.
saying the people who use it don't.
Right.
But I know how weird some people in the IWC, like the internet community, are, and I can't even imagine what was being asked, and I don't even want to know, to be honest with
Yep.
you.
Yeah, so I think for me it was just one of those things where I had to stay true to myself and who I truly am as a person, and I was just like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm done.
Well, at least from me, I want you to know I respect that. I really do.
Thank you very
And so,
much.
I guess so. That really answers a lot of my questions for there. So I guess we could sort of end this. What's next for Vicious Vicky?
Yeah, I think for me this year, I'm really going to focus on getting out there and trying to get into different places. I think after the pandemic, what ended up happening was a lot of places turned back into territories because nobody was really flying, nobody was really going out. So I kind of feel like we're in a territory area again. Which I don't mind being in my Northeast bubble, but I want more eyes on me. I want more opportunities. I want to get in the ring with the best, and I feel like I said earlier, if someone just puts that stamp of approval on Vicious Vicky, it will never be regretted in the world of professional wrestling. So the goal is to just kick down the doors, keep letting everyone know who the hell I am, and prove why I deserve to be at the top.
Perfect. I like that attitude, by the way. I mean, if I was a promoter, that'd be something I was looking for. So we talked about like opponents you want. Are there particular like promotions that are bigger, more known that you maybe want to work for? Obviously, the goal is to be signed. I think everyone wants to be signed, but
Yeah.
are there other like smaller indie or like bigger like indie names that you'd consider?
I would love to get on GCW one day. Now, I'm not a deathmatch wrestler by any means, and I probably will never do it because to me, it's just not my cup of tea. Would I do like a hardcore match or something? Yeah, I've done a ladder match, I've done stuff like that. But like the blood and the glass and all that, like that's just not for me. I'm a hypochondriac, so I'll be in the hospital. So we're not doing that. But a GCW for sure. I think I could have some pretty cool matches with some people. A big couple people that I've wanted to get in the ring with who are on like a tier like that would be like a Megan Bain, who's a freaking superstar Amazon woman. I love everything she does. She's freaking awesome. Lady Frost, who I know and would love to get in the ring with her. I think for me it's just about getting on those lower tier, like you said, indie companies, or should I say TV companies. And just trying to get there. So I think it's possible for me. It's just a matter of breaking the door down.
Perfect. And then the last question that I have, where can the people listening, you know, stay up to date, follow you, and use as long as you want to sort of promo your any upcoming dates or any of that stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have any Midwest people, but Midwest All Star, there's a company out there. I'm gonna be making my debut out there in March. So that's exciting because that's just completely out of my territory, and I'm excited to kind of get out there a little bit more. I can be followed at Vicious Vicky on Twitter or Instagram. There's some underscores in my name, but I'm the only one that's verified, so you should be able to find me. And my pro wrestling tee shop is at Vivacious Vicious Vicky, and I just put out two new shirts, and they're really cool and badass. So check those out. And yeah, just follow me. I try to post almost every single day, and just kind of stay in the loop with things. So,
Perfect. I'm gonna try to get the local people out here. You know, there's a company out here called AML, and they do a lot of the WrestleCon stuff in November.
yes,
Um,
yes.
so I definitely want to see you out here. I do.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think I may or may not have sent them an email, so we'll see.
I yeah, they got some, like they got Joe Hendry coming in February.
Oh yeah.
So that I'm kind of upset they didn't tell me the date before then because I can't go to the
Oh
show now, but they sold out.
no.
They sold out in like 90 seconds anyway.
I
So,
believe it.
but I do appreciate you for taking some time. I don't want to keep you too long. Yeah, thanks for coming and speaking. And you know, I wish the best for your career, and I can't wait to see where things go for you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. I
No,
appreciate it.
not a problem. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEWWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay. Slapping meat and wrestling every Tuesday.